Yes. Cool. So welcome, everybody, to this class, which wanted to be called How to Employ and Enjoy Your Insanity and Mental Illness. I actually asked in February what this class wanted to be called, and I got this name, and I was like, huh, that is strange, you know? I wonder what's possible. And then all this stuff came up, I think maybe last week or something, with stupidity, and we've been clearing stupidities the whole morning, and wow, how are you guys being? So I wonder what is possible with this class, and I am inviting you to ask questions. Please ask questions, and if you're not comfortable asking them in English, please ask them in German or ask them in Swedish, and I'm happy to translate it, okay? So no excuses for asking questions.
And where are you?
Me? I am from Austria, but I live in Sweden. Yeah. So I am teaching this class, and I'm teaching this class as an invitation to a different perspective on what people call insanity and mental illness in this reality, and also a different perspective on facilitating people. Because there are people coming to you for facilitation of access classes, but all people do not ask for access classes. They do not ask for only access tools. Sometimes people, or most of the times, people just come to you for change, and they're not asking specifically for the access consciousness tools. And what I've been playing with for years now is using the tools in a quote-unquote normal context, which is psychiatry, very normal. And have been playing and kind of generating and creating a way of using those tools in that setting, which facilitates just phenomenal things. And I don't always say it's access consciousness. I just use the tools and make them work because they're really pragmatic. And consciousness is very, very pragmatic. It's just basically do what works. Yeah. So everybody, you've not been willing to be, know, perceive, and receive how pragmatic consciousness is, will you please just join and create it? I am Scott Zillion. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and youngs. So I have been starting to play with these tools about 4 years ago. At that time, I've been working as a clinical psychologist for a year, and I was bored out of my skull with the tools I've been handed. I was like, either this changes or I'm looking for a different job. And as it is with those demands, things change, and they don't always change the way you think it does. So a short while after I have been placing this demand, this has to change, I took 4 days off from my work without knowing why. I just knew I had to do this. And at that time, doing a thing like this for me was really strange because at that time I was a so-called brain footer. You know what a brain footer is? A brain footer is, you know when three-year-old children started drawing people? They draw a big head and then feet attached. Brilliant awareness from those small people. Because they totally, you know, they totally perceive how people are functioning, which is a big head and maybe their feet attached. Not always. So everywhere you've been creating yourself as a brain footer, everywhere you're not willing to know that you've been creating yourself as a brain footer, will you please just turn and create it? Yes. I'm Scott Zillion, thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and girls. So you see, I hop from one to the other. That's what I do. There's so many things that would like to be said, and I just hop and hop and hop. So this is the way I'm using my ADHD to my advantage, talking about using your insanity to your advantage. More on that later. So now we'll hop back to where I was before, which was, see how much fun it is to just hop and hop and hop and hop and not having to have a red line you have to follow because people ask you to, if you start talking about this, you have to talk about B and then you have to talk about C, which is making you really, really slow by trying to be linear by trying to do everything according to rule. So everywhere you're trying to create yourself according to rule, making yourself linear, which is basically making yourself slower, will you please just join and create it? Time's Godzilla. Yes. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pop, online shorts, boys, meals. So how much fun would it be to just, you know, whatever you do, facilitate classes, have clients, go out there, be in your workplace, and do not do this linearity that you have been trying to function from, which is basically trying to make your huge infinite being, put it in a small box and making it linear. See, I can be like you. Everything that is, will you please just turn and create it? Thanks, God, so and thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pop, all nine shorts, boys, meons. And yes, I talk fast. And if you would like me to talk slower, you can ask for it. So, how many of you know that they're ADHD or ADD? How many of you are aware of that you're ADHD and ADD? ADHS of Deutsch.
Or just something.
Or just something. So only 4 people?
The rest of us is just unaware.
You're just unaware. Okay, well then. Yes, yeah. So, yes, we do. And we do have it in different degrees. So there are people who are more ADHD and ADD than other people, and there are some people who have learned to function and to use their ADHD and ADD to their advantage, and some of them wish making yourself the effect of it. So everywhere you have not been willing to acknowledge the ADHD, ADD that you are, everywhere you're using it to your disadvantage, making yourself the effect of it, will you please just join and create it? Yes. I am Scott Zillion. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pop, all nine shorts, boys and yawns. So what I found when I'm working in psychiatry is I'm meeting all these people who have all kinds of diagnoses. They have ADHD, ADD, autism, Asperger, depression, anxiety, bipolar, personality disorder, blah, 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 blah. And they come and they're like turtles. I just get this picture in my head. So they're basically carrying their box of definition around them wherever they go, to have somewhere to hide. Wow. So everything that is, everywhere you're carrying your definition of stupidity with you at all times, so you can, when you require, use it as your house of security, will you please just join and create it times Godzillion? Yes. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and girls. Yes, Jesper, you had a question?
Where's the microphone?
Here. You can. Oh yeah, good thinking. I like it. Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I too stupid to change?
Well, are you?
Because if I ask, does it belong to me? The unwillingness to change, cool. It doesn't belong to me.
So, and as you also being an access facilitator, you know I'm going to do the annoying thing of asking you a question back.
Shoot.
So, have you, and this is not only Jesper, thank you for asking the question. So, have you bought into the idea that the necessity to making yourself the effect of the stupidity? Like, how much have you bought into the idea that you're the effect of it? There is a necessity in it, and you have no choice in it.
Makes me feel a little bit weaker, so that's... Yes.
Okay, cool. So everything that is, will you please just try and create it, everybody, not only Jesper?
Yes.
Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds. So let me give you an example. So when I meet people who come to me with the point of view that they have depression is one of the diagnoses. It's one of the things where people are extremely passive. They're creating themselves as extremely passive. They're saying to you, I am depressed. And then you know, their whole body language, their whole way of sitting and talking and moving is slow and is, see, I don't have a choice. I'm like really depressed. And if you ask me to change it, I'm sorry, but I don't even have the energy because that is part of my diagnosis. Don't you get it? So they've been creating this totally huge picture of no choice universe, make themselves the effect of their own point of view, their own definition of, see, I have a depression. Notice the energy of that? It's so how much is that the energy of dying? Killing one's body? How much is that the energy of boredom? How much have you been installing that energy in your universes and your bodies? As though you do not have a choice. As though this reality has perpetrated that on you. And if you want to be part of it, you got to play the game of killing yourself. Slowly. Everything that that is, times godzillion, will you please just join and create it?
Yes.
Times godzillion, red and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah?
So, how come my willingness to change is so much smaller, lower than a lot of the people around me?
Well, is it true or is it a lie you're buying?
That would be the lie I'm buying.
So is that the stupidity you have been creating yourself as?
Yes.
And you're the only one, huh? Everything that is, will you please just turn and create it? My name's Godzilla, thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds. So how many of you are becoming acutely aware of the stupidity that you have been creating yourself as right now? How many of you are perceiving this energy of total stupidity, like total, where there are not even words for it, where it's not even cognitively definable anymore or describable anymore?
Yes.
So, yeah. So can we just, you know, so what about just lowering all your barriers right now? Everybody. And just allow yourself to be with it. So how much is that the energy when you're around insane people, quote unquote, like you are in a mental psych ward, you're around really, really, really insane people, and you kind of want to protect yourself from it because you don't want to be smittat,
yeah.
contaminated by it? Yeah, like you have created a point of view that there's no way out. You're a part of it. You don't want to be a part of it, and you're kind of creating this wall of separation to it. Like you could be contaminated by it. You could be stuck forever and ever in it and cannot get out of this insane asylum. Cool. So just be with it. Just lower all your barriers and intensify that energy. Just make it even more. Wow, how much is that energy what you've been running away from your whole life? And at the same time sticking yourself to it your whole life? Creating the illusion that you don't have choice. So just look it in the face. Look at it. When I have patients and they're totally bought into the no choice universe, like there's no way out, that's what I do. I just ask them to lower all their barriers. And when there are no other tools that I can think of or that come up, I just ask them to be with it. Because when you're allowing yourself to be with whatever insanity, stupidity, craziness, no choice universe that comes up where you think, I'm so pathetic, stupid, I don't know what to do with myself anymore. I don't even know what question I'm supposed to ask. I don't even know what tool to use. Do this, lower your barriers, and just be with it. Just be with it. No, just fucking be with it. And just make it more intense. Just say, I am not fucking going to run away from this anymore. This is not taking over my life anymore. No matter what it takes. No fucking matter what it looks like. This is putting you into the driver's seat. Instead of trying to defend yourself from it, separate from yourself from it, by lowering your barriers and being with it, you're putting yourself in the driver's seat for the first time in your life. You're saying, I'm driving this now. I'm driving this baby now. No matter what it takes, even if it's fucking uncomfortable. And it's intense. You had a question?
I'm working with an autistic children.
Cool. Can you use the microphone? Yes, Burr. Do you have the microphone?
We need the microphone.
No. Thank you, Ingrid.
Yeah, I'm working with autistic and Asperger's and ADHD children. And one of them is annoying me quite as much. And I think I maybe should do the same thing, just be with it when I'm around him.
Yeah.
But I'm a little bit afraid of just letting go of my barriers because...
So if I ask you the question, what are you aware of that you're not willing to be aware of with him? Is it a he?
It's a he, yeah.
So what are you not willing to be aware of with this person that you actually aware of, acutely aware of? What is that?
I'm afraid of what he...
Okay, stop. Yeah. We're at level 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. Afraid. Yeah.
Okay.
We've all done foundation level 1. We all know what fear is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Fear is a distractor implant.
Yes.
Okay? Just give me a second. So fear is a distractor implant that you're using to anchor yourself into this reality. It's basically making yourself stupid. So everything that is, all the distractor implants you're using to making yourself stupid... Will you please just turn and create it? Time's God's saying. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pop, all nine shorts, boys, men. Please, go on.
It's being totally vulnerable, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah. So, thank you for your question. So, when you are aware of an energy which you have called being annoyed, and especially with people who are very aware, which autistic people are, Asperger, all of them, and they don't have a point of view about it. They're just, hi, whatever, annoyed or not. You would like to start ask a lot of questions. Like, one of them would be, so who does this belong to? Is this even your annoyance? People around autistic people, Asperger people, are extremely annoyed. Why? Because they are annoying. They know. They're usually willing to know more than other people. That's why they're so freaking annoying. So everybody, you're annoying and making yourself annoying. Will you please just turn a credit? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and yawns. So that's what I was asking you. So what are you not willing to know? What are you not willing to be aware of? And that might not be going
to teach me something.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your question. So, and there's so much to it. There's so many possibilities that I can go into. So let's see what's available here for you. So basically, when something like this comes up, you can ask all kinds of questions, like who does it belong to? And also, when there's something you're trying to twist into a wrongness, instead of going to that, because then you're making it a judgment, you would like to ask, so what am I aware of that I'm not willing to be aware of? That is basically asking, so what is the possibility beyond this limitation of what I called judgment annoyance? Notice how that would change your way of working. Like, because this is something that we are in, this is something that occurs many times in whatever work setting you're in, whether, you know, you're in a normal office or you are a teacher, social worker, therapist, doctor, whatever you're working with. You're acutely aware all the time of what's being presented to you. Okay, so are you really aware of how aware you are? Not really, huh? So would you be willing to acknowledge now how extremely, intensely, acutely, amazingly aware you are? Everything doesn't allow that to show up. Times Godzillion is trying to create it all, please. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and youngs. Woo. And everything doesn't allow you to have ease with that awareness. Will you please just turn and create it? Thank you. Times Godzillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and youngs. So you're going to be, what's your name?
Lena.
Lena. So you're going to be aware of, like Lena says, all kinds of stuff. For example, annoyance. And please ask that question. So what am I aware of here? What am I sensing here? What's the possibility here that I haven't been choosing? Notice how that changes the energy from, oh my God, I'm so annoyed. Oh my God, I'm like totally hit by all stupidity, I don't know what to do with myself anymore, pathetic, well, doubt, blah, 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 distractor, implants, anchored in this reality, stupidity, blah, blah, blah. You're more like, oh, wow, okay, so what am I aware of here that I'm not willing to be aware of? What is the possibility that is beyond all that? How can I use this to my advantage? What else is possible with this? Notice how this shifts the energy. And here, when you ask a question like this, it's not about receiving an answer. It's not about God tells you, now you shall do this. Now do first step, second step, third step, fourth step. That's not how it works. So everywhere you have bought the idea that when you ask a question, you should wait for the answer. Notice the word wait and answer. How much are you using wait and answer to make yourself more stupid than you are? And how much fun is it to wait for an answer? Everything that is, will you please just try to create it? Times Godzillion. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So can you see how this is making yourself more stupid when you ask a question? We have learned to ask questions with the Access Consciousness tools. And then you're using this grand and glorious tool to wait for an answer, which is basically defending this reality. It's anchoring yourself in this reality. And how much is that the stupidity that we're talking about? Does that make sense? Everything that is, will you please just try to create it? I am Godzillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pop, all nine shorts, boys and yawns. So when we ask that question in a work setting with a client, with a patient, wherever that is, you ask and then you shut up. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. And then when you shut up, you actually listen to the awareness, which may come right away or it may come a bit later. And it's not about waiting, it's about just being willing to receive it. That's the difference. Being willing to receive it in whatever way it shows up, whenever it comes. So notice how many more possibilities of receiving and contribution there is with asking those questions. Cool. Did you have a question? Yeah. And you need a microphone. Yeah, and the microphone.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. When you talk about waiting for the awareness, mm-hmm. or not waiting for the awareness, but letting the awareness be whenever it be,
yeah.
I noticed that it's easy to go into a linear
yeah.
thing with that. And
yeah.
what comes up then is, could you speak maybe more about autism?
Mm-hmm.
And in my awareness, a lot of times the awareness actually comes before I even finish the question,
yes.
so it's not linear. Could you maybe
yeah.
elaborate some more on that?
Sure. Thank you for the question. Brilliant. So, yeah. So, when you ask a question, yeah, it's very easy to go into linearity. Like, I have asked a question. Now I shall wait for the answer. Because I am making myself slow and I am making myself stupid. Notice the energy? Light, fun, joy? No. Mm-hmm. Everything that is, will you please just turn and create it all?
Yes.
Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and yawns. Yes, so when you ask a question, it's also then, so how much have you created a necessity of asking a question that shall be worded in words, which takes a while, and you have to ask the question, and after the question, the awareness comes, and when it comes before, you just say, oh no, I just have to like this, whatever that word is in English, and just not receive it because it came too fast. Everything that is, will you please just turn and create it? Time's God's name. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pock, all nine shorts, boys and yawns. So the possibility with functioning autistically, which probably all of you are in some way or the other, and I see many people smiling now. They're like... is to go beyond linearity. It's the possibility of, wow, that. It's a totally different reality of going beyond time and matter as we have been learned to create it. So for these people, when you work with autistic people or Asperger, trying to make time relevant just basically pisses them off. Why? Because they totally are aware of that this is a lie. And you all know when somebody lies to you, it pisses you off. Because it doesn't match your awareness. And they are aware of that you are making yourself more stupid and more slow. So they're getting pissed off. They're getting frustrated. So using the possibility of functioning autistically or Asperger-wise is this awareness of awareness and having no point of view of being aware. And allowing yourself to go beyond space, going beyond matter and time, which is beyond going beyond linearity. Does that make sense? Yeah. So can you see how much you've been slowing yourself down by trying to make yourself linear and going and creating yourself according to time and matter? Like you have to wait for things? How much contribution have you been cutting off by making yourself linear? Because you have to wait for things to show up at a certain time, and it has to take time, and you have already decided when that time is. Everything that is, will you please just turn and create it? Times God's own. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and yawns. So what I found out working with autistic people is what works usually is giving them one picture at the same time. Like you have a day of what you're going to do in your world. Like, for example, you have planned excursion somewhere, and which means that you have to put on your shoes, you have to get dressed, not only your shoes, hopefully, and you're going to go outside and you're going to whatever, go somewhere. And you, in your world, because you have learned that, have created that as a linearity. First, blah, blah, blah. So working with autistic people, a possibility would be taking that picture, that whole picture, making it one, and just handing it to them, like, as a picture, not in words. Like, you have a big movie, and you have the small pictures of the movie in one, and then you just take it all and just hand it to them in one. This is what we're going to do. This is how fast they're functioning. This is how fast they're being and processing information, as opposed to put on your shoes and then walk outside and then we're going to take the bus and then we're going to do this. And they're like flipping, frustrating, because you're being so slow and they know that you're not. You're presenting them with a lie that you're slow when you're not, and they're like, what the fuck are you making yourself so slow when I know that you're as fast as I am? So everything that is, will you please destroy and create it all? Thank you, Times Godzilla, and thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and meons. Yeah, you had a question. And you need a microphone. Yes, sure.
I'm functioning from this place where I can't access anything. Like, I'm the most stupid, slowest person that I ever met, and I can't, like, access my awarenesses, and I can't access my cognitive brain. I can't think.
So can you make that energy even more intense now? And even more. And we can all contribute. So thank you so much for your vulnerability. And you know what? So how much is that exactly what comes up after all this processing we've been doing? Like, how much are you all acutely aware of the stupidity that you've been functioning from so far? Like, it's in your face right now. That's why I'm asking you and inviting you to pull down your barriers and be with it and intensify it. Just look at how stupid you've been creating yourself as. Wow. So what stupidity are you using to create the mental illness of this reality that you're choosing? Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Yes. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what stupidity are you using to create the mental illness of this reality that you're choosing? And everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And whatever comes up, just, you know, what would it take for you all to be willing to just, you know, be with it, even if you, you know, perceive yourself as so fucking stupid right now? And yes, you are. Cool. What if that wasn't significant at all? How much have you been using the significance of that as trapping yourself in this reality? Lifetime after lifetime, as though it was significant. Everything that is, times Godzillion, will you please just turn and create all? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and yawns. So, what's going on for you?
I'd like to change it. I'd like to be able to think, yeah, at least.
So, the energy that comes up for you now is that where you go, fuck that shit.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm not that stupid either.
No. So how much is that the potency that we're all capable of? The potency of changing what's going on? And how much have you been translating that into anger and depression and anxiety and whatever else? Everything that is, will you please just turn and create all? Times Godzillion. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online, shorts, boys and yawns.
And being so contracted that I can't access anything when I'm in this.
Yes. Yeah. And are you changing it right now? Truth? I'm sorry, but you're smiling.
That would be so cool.
Sorry, yeah. Cool. Thank you. Wow. And you see, when one person is choosing it, it's here for all of us. You know, have you seen the movie Harry and Sally? Where she gets the orgasm in the restaurant? And everyone says, I want what she has. You can choose it. So, sorry? Who cares? So are you willing to fake it? No, we're joking around about the movie with Harry and Sally. Sally, who is getting the orgasm in the restaurant.
I didn't see that.
Okay. Cool. So, And is fake just an interesting point of view? What if it doesn't matter as long as it's fun? As long as you're just choosing it? Whatever it is. So, what else? There's so many ways I can, directions I could go right now. What's up in your world? Is there anything that you would like to know right now? Okay, you both have, yeah.
When you say faking, is it working?
No, you have to press. I've been there before.
No? Yeah, I push the button, but
up.
It's
not
working.
Up.
Up.
No, the button. The button up.
Can I balance that?
For me, there's a lot of things going on about sexual energies. So when you would say faking it,
yes.
I think. My world really, there's so much in this knowing which energy, which part I'm using, because I'm making me wrong because I'm using a part of the sexual energy and I don't, or at least I think that I don't know what I'm using. But I think there's so much potential in this if I know which one to use and I'm not making myself wrong. So can you say something about faking it and sexual energies as well?
Can you ask your questions a little bit more specific? But anything, is there anything in your world right now that you're referring to?
No, it's just that I want to explore it.
Also, okay,
there's
cool.
Not an, no.
So let me see if I can speak to it. So the energies of sexualness would be the energies of receiving. And when you're not claiming and acknowledging the capacities you're being, which is what we're basically talking about with all the insanities coming up, you're not receiving what's actually possible. You're cutting off all contribution. So everything that is, will you please just turn and create all? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys and beyond. So what I'm talking about is all these labels of anxiety, depression, ADHD, blah, 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 are boxes of wrongness. It's basically a stempel. Stamp of Varsågod, here you go, you're wrong. And it's buying that box as true and real and using it as a defense of this reality. It's saying, yes, I'm wrong with all the capacities I have, and yes, your reality and your insanities, you're right. So it's this box of wrongness that you're carrying around. And we all have that box. You do not have to have it in a form of depression, anxiety, and all those big labels. We all have our own boxes that we have defined cognitively or beyond cognitively. So what box have you defined as the wrongness of you that you're carrying around as your house and as the defense of this reality? Everything that that is, will you please just turn and create it? Hi, I'm Scott Zillion. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So what if everything is the opposite of what appears to be and nothing is the opposite of what appears to be? Everything is the opposite of what appears to be and nothing is the opposite of what appears to be. Everything is the opposite of what appears to be and nothing is the opposite of what appears to be. What if every wrongness you have is your strongness? What if every wrongness that you've been buying is exactly what's making you unique, you different, makes you stick out of this reality, and makes you being the capacity and the catalyst and the contribution and a source for a different reality that's actually possible? Everything that that is and everywhere you're right now trying to understand it and at the same time not willing to know it, blah, 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 blah. Will you please just turn and create it? Time's got Zoom. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys and girls. Notice how you all tried to follow it in the same time. No, I know. She's not talking about me. Just check out. So how much are you checking out in the face of your capacities? And rather call it, oh, I'm wrong. Oh, I'm pathetic. I'm excited. I have anxiety. I have depression. I have bipolar. I have personality disorder, blah, blah, blah. Everything that that is, will you please just turn and create it? Times God zillion. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys, millions. So this reality is placing labels on you and call it fancy names, which shift all the time because it's so cool, to tell you how wrong you are. To basically put a big box over you and say, shut up with your capacities. We're not interested because you're only insane and you're buying it. Does that make sense? Everything that that is, times Godzillion, will you please just turn and create it? Yes. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So the biggest gift you can be for you and for others coming to you, which they're going to after this class, is asking them, so what wrongness have you bought that's actually a strongness? Birgitta.
Did you just say that these,
labels?
Labels, that they changes?
Did yes.
I hear saying that? To me, that sounds like it's a proof of this reality that it is not real, because it changes all
it's
the time.
It's so not real.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a makeup.
Can you see the humor in the whole thing?
Yes,
it's
totally.
It's so funny.
It is funny.
Because this reality is changing it all the time, it's because it's not real.
It's like,
I wasn't sure I heard you, and
yes.
Then yet we're buying into them.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
Yes.
It's a joke.
And you're all making it serious and real. Hello, it's a joke. Thank you, Birgitta. Like what people call ADHD now used to be bipolar. They have no idea what they're talking about, okay? When you ask a psychologist or a doctor, so what is ADHD? They have no idea. Everybody's telling you a different story. So everywhere you're making real what isn't real, as though it was real, agreeing and aligning to the insanity and resisting and reacting to it at the same time, will you please just turn and create it? Times God's saying, thank you, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. I had a question back there somewhere. Yeah, Mikey.
But how do you guide children with this diagnosis? Because I have a learning center for children with learning difficulties. And
is the mic on?
Okay.
Micah has a learning center for children with disabilities.
Yeah, and so what's my aim? Because parents bring the children to fix them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
Isn't that fun?
How can I have them be what they are?
Yeah.
So what should be my aim for?
So you tell the parents that you're fixing them?
No.
You can't tell them, because that's what they want you to say. And you just say them what they want to hear. And then you take the children. No, I'm just joking. And then you just, you ask the children what they're aware of. You let them show you, because they know. And they have never been acknowledged for what they actually do know.
I think that's what I do, but they still have to fit.
Do you think that you're knowing it, or can you acknowledge that you're already being it?
Okay, I acknowledge it.
See how much it's much lighter? Yeah, cool. Yeah.
But they still have to fit into the school system.
Yeah. So what you do is you learn to you teach them how to manipulate the school system. And I cannot, you know, this is might be a subject for, you know, another time, because that's a lot. But basically is you start by acknowledging them for what they know. How? By asking them. So what do you know here? What are you aware of here? Are you aware of entities? Are you aware of what your teacher would like you to say? Mm-hmm. Are you aware of, can you download what the teacher would like you to say and then write it on the test without having to study so hard? So it's basically just telling them, giving them the small tools and acknowledging them their awareness, and also giving them the space where they're allowed to be smarter than the grown-ups. Where they're allowed to be smarter than you, than their teachers, than their parents especially. And if you have cool parents, you know, just include them. And they will be happy to be outsmarted by their kids.
Yes, but the teachers don't.
The teachers usually don't. Yeah. Maybe there are some, and usually they, you know, they get off by their smartness.
Yeah. So somehow I have to show them a way to get along with the teachers, because
yes.
They give them marks, and there's often a threat that they can go, that they have to go to special schools.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So learn.
They can't outsmart them. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Because they're already smarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just teach them how to manipulate them, all kinds of stuff, pulling the teacher's energy, small trickles back to them. Oh, you're so amazing. I love you. You're the best teacher ever. Sucking up. Whatever works. Just be
Actually,
pragmatic.
That's what the teachers are doing in the opposite way as well. Eh?
Yes.
Because they're showing a nice face, but behind that, they don't like these children.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And just allow the children to be aware of what they're aware of. Like, yes, we have a teacher here who, you know, actually lies about liking you or whatever it is. It's you know, access is empowering people to know that they know. And that's what you're doing with kids. That's what you're doing with your clients. What if you would do that with everybody? And you know what everybody includes? You. Yeah. You're welcome. So what stupidity are you using to create the mental illness of this reality you're choosing? And everything that is, times godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. What stupidity are you using to create the mental illness of this whole reality that you're choosing? Everything that is, times godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So are you aware that you are, when you're buying into it, a part of creating it, the mental illness? And by acknowledging, you can change it? How much are you going into judgment right now that, oh my God, I'm part of creating it? Oh my God, I'm so bad. Everything that is, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pock, all nine shirts, boys, meals. As Birgitta says, it's just a makeup. It's just, you know, insane, stupid, you know, creation. Nothing else. It is just an interesting point of view. Interesting point of view that this reality has this point of view. Interesting point of view that they have this point of view. Interesting point of view that this reality has this point of view. interesting point of view that they have this point of view. Interesting point of view that you have this point of view. Interesting point of view that you have this point of view. Isn't it an interesting point of view you have this point of view? Isn't it an interesting point of view you have this point of view? And isn't it an interesting point of view you have this point of view? Because it's just an interesting point of view, that's all it is. Nothing else. And everywhere you make it more than that, you're buying into it and you're making yourself stupid. So what stupidity are you using to create the mental illness of this reality you're choosing? And everything that that is, times godzillion, will you please destroy and create all? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Cool. So what else? What else would you like to have out of this class? I could go on and on. Mike, yeah.
I'm just wondering if we should share our interesting point of view.
You could, you have to press the button.
You have to closer. Unscrew it a little, or you get closer with your mouth. You can make it higher. In the middle there is a
like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
But just be closer.
Should we share our interesting point of view?
Good question. So, ask. So what can this person hear here? What can they receive? If you're trying to share your interesting point of view and you're making a necessity out of it, mm-hmm. it's not interesting anymore. It goes from interesting point of view to very interesting point of view because you got to hear this because, you know, this is really cool and I got to share it with you. And it's not interesting anymore. It's not a lightness anymore. It's you're making it significant and you're making make the other person listen to you. So everywhere you twisted and translated your interesting points of views in very interesting and significant points of views, sharing them with everybody, because now, hallelujah, you found the answer. Will you please disjoin and create a times godzillion? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Brilliant question, because that's what people do all the time.
I sent you the article. Yeah?
Yes.
I'm writing articles all the time to make more awareness, yeah? But at the same time, I'm surely also trying to fight for a better school system, and I know I shouldn't do that because this wears me off.
So what is your question?
Yeah, just if I should do things like sharing articles.
So is that really a question?
I love to, yeah, but at the same time,
or are you trying to find an answer?
Yeah.
Yes. Everything that Ted is for your face is trying to create. Right and wrong, good and bad, pond, park, all nine, just poisonous. So what if you ask that question and really allow it to be a question? So, cool. So I would like, my priority is to create more awareness and consciousness. Cool. So where can I go? Who can I talk to? Where can I write an article?
Okay.
And then just allow it to be what it is.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks for writing the article. So what stupidity are you using to create the mental illness of this reality you're choosing? And everything that that is. Wow, times godzillion, will you please just turn and create it all? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Did you have a question?
Yes, I was thinking about now access consciousness and Dane's provoking questions, what about empathy? Now you speak about...
Can we please hear too?
I was saying about empathy.
Mm-hmm.
We're speaking about, a lot about access conscious to detach and also...
So, okay, can I stop you here?
Yes.
Cool, thank you. So, where can I start? So, empathy and sympathy and all those things we've been taught that are so beautiful in this reality... which I've been trained with that as a psychologist, right? So I've been trained to have empathy and sympathy for the people I work with. my clients, my patients. And what that would create in me was a place where I, number one, always would go into their universe to see what's going on, to create some kind of connection, which would make me go from this infinite space into the finite space of their insanity and their limitations. Number two, making it real, which means agreeing and aligning to this. At the same time, resisting and reacting to it because I don't want to be contaminated. Creating this wall of separation. And then from that, number three or number four, whatever it is, I don't remember which point we're at, I would go and try to understand, analyze what was going on by going and looking at their world by standing under it, which is understanding, and then trying to figure out how I can help them. All from the point of view that I want to be empathic, I want to be I want to understand them, I want to help them. So everywhere you're doing this to yourself, can you see how you lose yourself in that?
It's how you think about.
Yes. So it's everything how that you is think about is empathy. Is thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all night.
Yes, but it's the same of if you say stupidity.
Yes.
You have there's a positive thing about stupidity. There's a negative thing about stupidity, and if 90% of people think the stupidity is such and such, you can use that as an example here today. About empathy, I think about loving, caring about others from the great perspective.
Yeah.
Is it how we interpret interpretate the word empathy?
Cool. So
that make you go into
get it.
The wrong.
So what possibility are you personally aware of right now when you're talking about this?
I'm aware of empathy as really the love thing which makes the universe turn around, and when it functions idealistic.
So are you okay? So I hear the words you're using, and I wonder. So what if you wouldn't right now have?
I want to detach, but at the same time.
Cool. Good question.
Be true.
So let me just help you. So what you're talking about now, if you wouldn't force yourself to put words on it right now, if you wouldn't have to put words on it right now, everybody, if you just allow yourself to perceive what you're aware of with that question as a possibility, without having to put words on it, just get the energy of it. Exactly. And even more. Yeah. And even more. So without us trying to put words to this right now, and thank you for asking your question. What is your name?
Kel.
So there's, you know, can you see how Kel tried on one hand to try to figure out what it was and put words on it? And at the same time was aware of a possibility in form of an energy. So this is what we're all doing. There's this brilliant man being aware of an energy, of a possibility, which we all perceived, even if you think you don't. Because you think you're so stupid, you cannot perceive all that. Will you please just try and create all that stupidity? Thank you. Times Godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys and yawns. That is the awareness of what you personally know is possible, which is different from what you all are possible, what you're all aware of as a possibility. And then what we then try to do is create the necessity of trying to call it something, to create a connection to this reality. See, I have to call it something. It's called empathy. It's called love. It's called passion. It's called blah, blah, blah. But who the fuck cares, you know? What if you don't force yourself to call it anything and just allow yourself to be aware of that possibility and from that space ask, so how can I use this to my advantage? How can I use this to create my reality? Can you perceive the difference? Because otherwise you would go, this I'm aware of. And then you take this possibility, you take this awareness, and then you call it love, empathy, sympathy, and help. Can you perceive how it's getting like... And then you wonder why it never works out? Because you just created yourself within that stupidity and call it something so you can connect to other people and to this reality. This is the start of dis-ease and mental illness, by the way. Everything that that is, will you please destroy and create it? Time's got soon. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys, meals. So everywhere you're not at ease with your awareness, you're creating dis-ease, which is the start not only for physical dis-ease, but also for mental dis-ease and illness. Everything that that is, times godzillion, will you please just turn and create it all? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys and meons. So are you aware how dis-eased you are with your awareness? With what, like this, you're aware of this, and every time you're taking this into a, I have some sound effects going on today. You're creating a dis-ease with your awareness. And that is physically and mentally, or whatever you want to call it. So what stupidity are you using to create the mental illness of this reality you're choosing? Everything that that is, times godzillion, will you please just turn and create all? Yes. Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys and meons. And you have a question.
I think it's just interesting because all the autistic children hate all the words.
Yeah. Why? Because how much are they aware of that you're trying to make this awareness into a, this is called a tree, and this is called a floor. And, you know, it's just, okay. And then also how people use words and language to separate and to make their awareness into the acoustical awareness into an electrical limitation, which is, it hurts. And you all know how much it hurts, right? Just perceive in your bodies how much that is just ouch. And all the stupidities that you're creating as an ouch, as a dis-ease in your bodies. And that's what they're so aware of, right? And then we wonder why they're flipping out and doing their frustration routine. Of course they do. We would like to do that too. So everybody, you would like to do that too. Will you please just turn and create it? Thanks, God, saying thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shirts, boys and yawns. So how much are you happy and laughing when... and actually joyful when they're having their outburst, because you'd like, oh my God, I so would like to just flip out right now too. But you've decided, no, I'm a normal person, so I'm not doing this. I have to be called autistic first before I'm flipping out. Everything, yeah, or get really drunk, yes. Everything that that is. Times godzillion, will you please just turn and create it all? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pom pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Cool. Wow. Whew. So I could go on and on. Is there anything else that you would like to know today? Yeah, yeah.
Just... what is the question here? There's an awareness of this drug and medication energy that's been around,
cool.
And I'm just sitting yawning. What is this energy?
So so what are you aware of right now?
A lot.
Yes, a lot. Yeah, really a lot. So are you aware of the unawareness?
Yeah.
Which is making you go sleep.
Yeah, what also comes up is the awareness of sort of like where in our different universes we choose to make ourselves stupid or drug ourselves out or whatever, like where that choice is.
Yeah.
And I can see now that I have not been willing to be aware exactly of that. Yeah. It's almost like a point in the universe, like where the choice is done. And yeah.
Yeah. And thank you for being aware. And thank you for saying that. And can you perceive how when you get to that place that Ia is talking about, when you're so aware of all the places you, and not only you, other people are choosing insanity, stupidity, mental illness, whatever, that it's not comfortable, it's like almost I too much information. You know, we have this commercial in Sweden, bingo, I don't want to see you. Or like you're being a struts, a bird who puts their head in the sand. Ostrich. Thank you. Everything that is times godzillion will you please just turn a cradle. Thank you. Right, Rocket, Pet, Bomb, Bok, all nine shorts, boys, meons.
I have a question about insanities.
Where's the voice?
Here.
About
insanities and entities, what's the connection there?
Great connection. And it's also a connection what Ia was talking about. Many people are using entities as their source of awareness. Like they're putting their own potency, their own awareness out to something else, which they're using where these whatever entities you want to call it take over, and these people are not in the driver's seat anymore. So people who come, like entities is a big part of my work, actually, in the psych world. It's all the places where people are not willing to be aware, and where people have all kinds of abilities and talents with their awareness, amongst others, being aware of entities that they're using against themselves, where they basically haven't learned the tools of how to use it, how to handle it. And it's also a place where people rather take drugs, drug themselves down, than being aware, because it's so much easier. I have this ADHD guy who has OCD. OCD is obsessive compulsive disorder. It's where people do the same routine over and over again, and they just can't stop it. And he has ADD too, which is like hyperactive attention deficit disorder. I said it the other way around now, just for fun. So he's totally aware. He's extremely, extremely aware, like most ADD and OCD people are. And he used to drink a lot. He used to drink and drink and drink and drink and drink, because that was his only way of dealing with his awareness, like dulling it down. And then now when he, I run his bars in psychiatry, and I'm showing him the tools, how to handle it, and he doesn't have the necessity of drinking anymore. So he has learned to just be aware of and use his awareness to his advantage instead of making himself the effect of it. And also that's connected with entities where he's aware of them, but he doesn't make himself the effect of it anymore. It's just, okay, here's a disembodied dude. Okay, cool. How can I use this to my advantage? So, does that answer your question? Yeah? Is there anything else?
Yeah. I'm just thinking also, once you get the entities out, so the magnetic imprinting, like to get out from your system, it usually takes time. Is there any like tricks or access tools that you can kind of
get? If the person chooses to say, yes, I would like to destroy and create the magnetic imprints, mm-hmm. they're gone.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how fast we are.
Okay. But if it doesn't, so they actually had
you
said yes.
You ask more questions.
Okay. Sometimes they just lie. They say yes,
yes,
but actually they're not saying yes.
Yes,
and then
you can ask, so what's the value of holding on to this?
So the imprint is still there.
Yes.
When they're lying.
Yeah. So if they're not willing to let go of it, they're using their potency against them, which makes they're keeping the limitation in place. So, and if they're not willing to give it up, okay, fine, keep it. Move on to the next person.
Okay, thank you.
And that's what you got to be willing to do, you know? If a person is not willing to give up the limitation, okay, cool. You know, it's their choice. So my work as a facilitator and as a psychologist is not to fix people's lives. It's not to change people's, like to heal them or anything. My job is to empower people to know that they know. And it's also clearing everywhere where they're not aware that they have choice. It's empowering and reminding them, acknowledging them of the power and the potency that they have choice. Yes. And everything that does not allow that to show up everywhere, everything that's in the way, we're using the tools, looking at different perspectives, using the clearings to put out of the way everything that's allowing them to know that they have choice, and then they can choose it when they choose it, which is not up to me. So much lighter to work with. Joachim, you had a question.
These entities sometimes, are they a creation of that for that person?
That's a good question.
They put the energy into it, so they create them?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So so when it's an entity, it's basically an awareness of an energy. Entity is just an, it's like a unit. It's just an awareness of something, of a sammling energy, of a collection of energy. So that's an awareness. And then people, you know...
Like, did they define it to something then?
Yes.
And then it's an entity and it's... Woohoo!
Yes. It's, and then it's basically that it's their judgments and their points of views and their projections and points of views about what it is. Like, oh my God, I got to be afraid of it. Or it's this and this and that. Which is just their thoughts or their feelings or something that they have created. Which is not an awareness. And the difference between judgment and awareness is always the energy. So when it's an awareness of entities, it's just, oh, cool, disembodied dude, oh, fine, you know, whatever. It's just an awareness. When it's more like, then it's, you know, then it's a thought, a feeling, and it has a different density to it. Or when it's a creation of your head, it's just a different energy, and then it's not an awareness. That's how you know the difference.
Teenagers tend to drink a lot. Do you know what's happening in the teenage years since they are dulling themselves in?
What's happening when they're...
Teenagers are drinking a lot, especially...
Drinking, yes.
Drinking, mm-hmm. They're getting totally shit-faced.
Yes.
Why?
Why? Well, why, I don't know why. Why is not something I can ask.
Okay, it doesn't have to be why, but do you have an awareness of mm-hmm. what is happening in their lives or in their physical, mental
Great
development?
Question. Yeah, so teenagers are at the verge of the ease and the joy and the glory of being a kid and going into, I have to be part of this reality. I have to fit in. I have to make myself as stupid. And they're like, oh my God, I have to make myself as stupid as the people around me as a necessity and at the same time as a resistance and reaction. So there's agreeing and aligning to that they have to fit in and make themselves as stupid as their parents and as everybody else. And at the same time, they're resisting and reacting, which is creating a place where they're stuck in that insanity that they're fighting at the same time. And then there are all their hormones and their physical and blah, blah, blah. So it's really not an easy gig to be a teenager. So run their bars, and teach them the basic access tools, interesting point of view, who does it belong to. All of life comes to them with ease and joy and glory. And give them space, lots of space. Yeah, cool. So actually, it's time to end this class. Is there any question that you really, really would like to have answered? Otherwise, I will be having a telecall starting on, I think it's the 20th of June, 4 weeks, and more of that stuff, and especially more on if you would like to have to use the Access Consciousness tools and facilitate, use them in your work, whatever that is, you know, teacher, parent, social worker, therapist, doctor, and just using the Access Consciousness tools in wherever setting you are and having more ease with that and having fun with it, because it's really just changing reality. And it's also, if you allow yourself to have fun with it, how much more money could you make with it without having decided in which construct or concept that should be? So that is starting on the 20th of June. I have the flyers out there. If you have questions, you can ask me. And blah, 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 blah. And also, I'm offering private sessions in person. Or I also have clients from all over the world and facilitating them over Skype. That is a possibility too. And you can just tell me if that is of interest. And yeah.
Thank you, Susanna. It was brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes?
Yeah, if you're thinking about it, you're not allowed to have a private session with Susanna. She's razor sharp. So.
Thank you. Thank you.